This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Connecticut, an impeachment panel has been sparring with Governor John Roland over gifts and favors he got from contractors who do business with the state. That sparring appears to have ended with a technical knockout. Word is that the governor will resign. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
For months, Governor Roland has been dealing with evidence that he accepted gifts like a hot tub for his summer cottage and exorbitant rent payments on an apartment from a political friend. For weeks, his dealings have been laid out by an impeachment panel made up of members of the state legislature. Today, the governor's lawyer says that Roland will speak to the state and announce he's stepping down from office. As his lawyers have been raising objections before the impeachment panel, they've also been advising Roland on how to deal with a looming federal investigation into the gifts and favors. On Friday, the Connecticut Supreme Court ruled that Roland had to appear before the panel. That was when the governor ran out of options, according to John Pavia, adjunct professor at Connecticut's Quinnipiac Law School.
Taking the fifth was never a viable option. Given all that's been said already, the members on the committee certainly would have voted out on a recommendation to impeach on obstruction if he came there and just took the fifth to all the questions. So I think what really we see from this is that they were unable, meaning the governor's office was unable to broker any kind of deal with the committee on setting some parameters to the questioning they wanted to do. Without those parameters, there was no way he was going to set foot in that chamber.
The announcement that comes tonight will end Roland's tenure as governor, but will not make his legal troubles go away. While Roland's appearance before the panel might have given prosecutors ammunition, Pavia points out that by resigning, Roland might actually embolden prosecutors to go after him on charges of accepting illegal gratuities. He says that as a practical matter, the U.S. Attorney's Office has an easier time indicting former governors than ones still in office. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.